Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do you see me? I'm gushing blood in here.
What'd you do?
Blood is gushing from my face.
Oh my God, are you okay? What happened?
Nah, you know, look, I nicked myself shaving.
Don't bleed on that. Don't bleed on that stuff. Lean back. Put your head back like that.
I can't talk in the microphone if my head's back. No, you know, I nicked myself.
Oh no.
I nicked myself shaving. Oh, wow, what a shame.
You cut yourself shaving?
I nicked myself shaving this morning, and then, kind of a little scab, you know, forms over it.
Yeah,
as time goes, well, I just picked it off when I went to the restroom.
I know exactly. And, yeah, it's like you're kind of fiddling it with your finger, and then before you know it, you plucked it off by accident, and you start bleeding all over again. It happens to everybody, man.
I didn't remember. I thought it might be like a piece of food or something.
Hey, man.
From a protein bar or something. So I just I picked it off, and it started gushing blood. It
happens to a lot of guys your age. Man.
I know. Really? This doesn't happen to younger people?
That's what I heard.
Well, younger people don't nick themselves.
I'm not too embarrassed to say it happens to me sometimes, too. Man.
Yeah, no, it's just it's aggravating.
Do you need a Band-Aid or something?
No,
can you put a Band-Aid on your face?
I'm not going to walk around with a Band-Aid on my face.
Well, you're trying to impress me. It's just you and me in here for the next 2 hours.
Well, it is, yeah. So I guess for that amount of time, be okay. But, you know, because I don't want people like, oh, what happened to you?
What happened to your face?
Nick my face. All right, so here's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about, it seems like the last couple of days there's been some serious accidents. I just have to keep dabbing this once in a while. Some serious accidents on the on the causeway and also on the spillway. And, you know, I think things are prone to happen on those two roadways, because, you know, people are distracted, but tailgating. And if anything goes wrong in front of you, man, there's going to be a pileup. And it's just, when you get caught in that, it's so aggravating. And then people get involved in accidents, and sometimes they get hurt. They get hurt seriously. And getting into an accident is not a good thing, contrary to what maybe you have been led to believe that, oh, getting into an accident, I'm going to get a lot of money. No, people get into serious accidents, they get a lot of money, there's a lot of pain. And we just had a caller last hour, Tim, who was telling us about the accident that his wife was in. And it's really serious. And it was a couple of years ago, and they haven't seen a dollar yet after like $1 million settlement. And the hospital's going to get money before you get the money, and then the attorneys are going to get money before you get the money. And it's never as much as you really think. So anyway, just, you know, no matter, I don't care how desperate you are for money, don't think that getting into a big car accident is the best thing that's going to ever happen to you, because it's not. And again, a lot of people get seriously hurt. But around here, and I saw it yesterday driving from downtown to my apartment in West End, somebody just tailgating. First of all, they started tailgating me, and then I moved over, and then they just jump up. And when I say tailgating, I'm talking about a foot or two at 65 miles an hour away from the bumper, a foot or two. It's 65 miles an hour. That's dangerous. And then jumps over into the other lane. And there are still people, even though we have this new law in Louisiana that you're not supposed to cruise in the left lane, if you're in the left lane and you're not going by the cars in the right lane, then get your butt over. It's against the law to just cruise in the left lane. I don't care what speed you're going at. It's not your job to control the speed limit that everybody else is driving at. So just move over. It's not that complicated. Now, I'll tell you an area that's frustrating right now. And I noticed this on my drives to Buc-ee's. When you're going from Louisiana on I-10 into Mississippi toward Buc-ee's, there is interstate construction going on. The right lane is not finished yet. The left lane is finished. The right lane has the right lane has bumps in it. And the truckers are, there are signs for the truckers to drive the left lane. So even though it's frustrating to have those truckers in the left lane and you have to get over in the right lane sometimes to pass, that's what they're supposed to do. I'm not sure why, but they're supposed to be in the left lane, I guess, because it's smoother and they want the truckers there. Other than that, I don't know. But that's the rule. So that's why the truckers are in the left lane. And sometimes, again, you have to get over in the right to pass them. But I think the big problem with the accidents that we have are coming from tailgating. And there are people who just are serious, habitual, pathological tailgaters. And, you know, it creates a danger for all of us. If you want to join us with a comment, if you're out there and you drive on a regular basis and you see what I see, or if you see something I don't see, I'd love to hear from you. And do you agree that, you know, distracted driving is a big deal? But also this idea of tailgating, I mean, just aggressively tailgating. It's like they're trying to get on your tail. They're trying to make you go faster. Say, get out of my way. Get out. I mean, that's the way I perceive their attitude. They're like right on you, and it's very aggressive, and that is very dangerous. I see that on the causeway, and I especially see that on the spillway. And I don't know what it is about that area that is so prone to tailgating, but it is, and I see it all the time. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870.
Danny brought a first aid kit. I mean, there's Band-Aids, there's...
Look at this blood.
Splints, there's gauze in here. Yeah, no, I see it, man. It's real. It's actually coming out of your face. But do you need some antibiotic?
Do you need aspirin
tablets? They got everything in here. There's even instructions in
here. If you see, just take a look and see if they have any morphine in there.
They got it.
Just
check.
There's no morphine in there?
Let's see.
What is that?
No morphine.
Okay. Well, no, hey, I thought I'd ask.
I mean, it's not in there now. But look, you got a tongue depressor? There's a cold pack.
No, I don't need any. Like, I don't trust anybody in this building to use a tongue depressor on me.
Well, I'm not. Nobody said we're getting, you use it on yourself. I'm not coming in there. I'm not coming in there to do that. No, but in all seriousness, if you do need a bandage, they are here.
No, I would trust Diane Newman to use a tongue depressor on me, but nobody else.
Wow.
Yeah, she could do it. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe a Band-Aid briefly, just to until it stops bleeding.
Yeah. You can put it on your Substack.
Okay, I'll do it.
I know you said you don't want anybody to see it with the Band-Aid, but that's good content.
I'll do it.
Right?
I'll do it temporarily. Do it temporarily. Okay, that's all.
All right, I'll bring it to you during the commercial.
Okay. All right. Keep the tongue depressor in there, though.
No problem.
All right. All right, let's go to Metairie. Daniel, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm just coming back from the Best Bank, and I saw a three-car accident by the dome. And I can almost guarantee somebody was texting.
Yeah.
But the reason why I called in is because one way to prevent, tailgating is to, for those of us who have cruise control and newer cars, you can cruise at 50 or 60, and there'll be five or six lanes of cars in front of you, and so you won't get into an accident.
Yeah, but then I mean it's hard for me to put on cruise control in the city because traffic is just so unpredictable. I mean, out on the highway, I love cruise control, but it's hard to do cruise control in the city. Now my car, if I put on cruise control, you know, my car like slams on the brakes if somebody gets a half a block ahead of me. I mean, it's kind of aggravating because they do it. My car does it almost too soon.
Yeah, mine does that too. So yes, great feature. So,
yeah, it is a nice feature, but it's almost basically the feature of my car that slows down if it's on cruise control. If a car gets in front of you, would be the reaction of a grandmother driving. All right, Daniel, I appreciate the call. Hey, be careful out there. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Janice, I'm gushing blood in the studio here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I wanted to tell you, I don't drive, but if I drove, I'd bring you some Band-Aids.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, Danny brought some in. And I guess we need to ask the question. So, Ian, the question is, why do the tech guys, why do they have a first aid kit back there?
Oh, because they got all, I mean, they got tools and knives and soldering kits and vices and power tools. I mean, you probably don't go in there as often as I, but the engineering bay is full of stuff that'll maim you if you're not careful. Oh,
we ought to have a station nurse on hand all the time.
I think we got room for that on the payroll. Sure.
Yes, right. Scoot?
Yes.
You know what you could put on that if you had it? A little Neosporin.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I use that stuff a lot. I use it a lot. It's good stuff.
Sorry that happened.
Yeah, it's all right, Janice. You know what? I'll be fine in a couple of months.
We're praying for you, Scoot.
Thank you. I'll be fine.
You're going to be all right. So, okay, you take care of yourself,
all right, Janice.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think this will need more than, eight or nine stitches. No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Couple of months.
You'll be all right.
You know, by the time my grandkids see me, they won't even notice the scar, the intense scar that's obviously
Grandpa,
growing here.
Pop hair, what happened to your face?
Well, I had a battle with a razor, Margo, but, thanks for...
I fought with Gillette and lost.
Really? All right, let's take a break. All right, and then I'm going to get the Band-Aid. And then I want to talk, if you want to talk about driving, but please feel free. Because I don't think you can talk enough about that here, because we are bad drivers. Maybe not you or me, but there are enough of those around us, and we just need to be aware of the tailgaters. Get away from them. Just get away from those people, because they're bad drivers. And if they cause an accident, you might be close enough to be involved in it, even though you're a good driver and you don't want to. But when we come back, I want to talk about this idea of presidential comedy being under attack. And it's protected by freedom of speech. And I posted a video on Substack, Scoot, on your Substack, and it was about how we can't let presidential comedy die because it's old. It's presidents have been made fun of. From the first president, there were jokes about George Washington. We'll talk about this when we come back. But also, I want to include a couple of cuts from an album, a comedy album, that was done by a guy who does a really good impression of John F. Kennedy. And it's titled The First Family. The guy's Vaughn Meter. My parents had this when I was a kid, and I just heard them laughing at these jokes about the Kennedy family, the first family. And so, it goes back beyond that, but this was a classic example of, my parents' generation, laughing at jokes about John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States. So, this is nothing new. So we'll get to that when we come back. Sad day. If you were with me when it happened, we were talking about it here on the show. On this day, October 2nd, 2017, Tom Petty passed away. Cardiac arrest. He was 66 years old. Surrounded by family and friends, they took him off life support. And not long after that, he passed away. He just finished his 40th anniversary tour, 53 dates on that tour. And apparently he had a fractured hip that had become a full-blown broken hip. And when Tom Petty died, he had fentanyl, oxycodone, and five other drugs in his system. And apparently he was in intense pain, and he essentially died from a drug overdose of pain medication. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WW.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, yeah, you really didn't think the government was going to be back in business yet, right? Hey, am I talking okay? Hey, does this sound okay, Ian? I mean, I got the Band-Aid on my face. Does it sound okay?
It's kind of move to the right a little bit.
I just posted a picture.
Yikes on bikes.
I mean, this is the way I feel like I should be talking with this.
Your jaw's sewn shut.
Glad you're with us today, Thursday afternoon.
Well, at least you quit bleeding all over the console.
That's why Danny wanted to plug this blood gushing thing.
Because
he didn't want to have to, you know, clean up the blood off the console.
Here's the text message. G is listening. G says, I want to know if y'all followed protocols for bloodborne pathogens. Who will decontaminate the office studio? Well, G, pull up a chair. Let me tell you a story about who decontaminates the studio before he turns on the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Nobody
cleans this studio more than Scooter on the air himself.
Yeah, in fact,
it's like a hospital in there. It's sterile. You could eat breakfast off that console.
Yeah. And I'll clean it up before I leave, but I just used it. You know, when I put the alcohol wipe on it, it burns.
A little bit. Yeah, man.
It burns.
Yeah.
I got a cut. All right, anyway, really, please, don't worry. I'll be okay in a couple of minutes.
Hey, I want to, on the text line, everyone, we're all prayers up for you.
Appreciate it. Look, man, save your prayers for somebody else. This will be okay.
I don't think we will.
It'll be okay over time. But yeah, I just posted a picture of Scoot on the air Facebook, and I hold up the rag that's got the blood stains on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what people want to see.
Yeah, have a good lunch.
Subscribe now.
All right, yes.
See a picture of my bloody napkin.
I mean, you're not going to get that on every Facebook page, but on Scoot on the air Facebook, yeah, you're going to get that. It's just kind of an instant moment of what I'm dealing with here. All right, so look, you've heard this in the news. Taylor Swift's new music, The Life of a Showgirl, is being released at 11:01 our time. And we're going to sample it on the air tomorrow on Free for All Friday. So that's going to be fun. So we've been talking about driving. And I also just want to bring up this other idea about presidential comedy. And before we get to that, we've got some calls to get to. But I do want to get to this topic because I think it's a worthwhile topic. Let's go to Ron in Metairie. Ron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hi. It is my first time calling, but
You know, you're going to get the treatment, Ron, whether you like it or not. I mean, if you admit you're a first-time caller, we're going to honor you as an FTC. All right, Ron, so what's going on today?
Yeah, I know I've passed through the Bonnecary Spillway, and this has happened to me. And I live out around Power Boulevard, and when I come off the interstate going home, it's a bottleneck there. And everybody has to be the first one in line. And not everybody, but a lot of people. And what they do is when they squeeze in between cars, then everybody's having to hit their brake, and you can almost inevitably get, you know, somebody bump, get hitting you from behind. And it's just constant because everybody's, they can't wait.
No, I know. You know, I also love it. This is another indication that people can't wait. Let's say I'm pulling out on West Esplanade or some street like that, there are no cars behind me, and there's a car on a side street, and they're pulling out in front of me to the point where I've got to slam on my brakes because they're pulling out in front of me, even though I'm driving the speed limit. They're causing me to slam on my brakes, and there's nobody behind me. Why are you pulling out in front of me? You can't wait till I pass, and there's this wide open space for you to come out in? I mean, everybody's like in such a hurry. It's like, oh, I got to get out now. I got to go now. I got to go. So I know that area that you're talking about where the traffic merges there at Power Boulevard, and it is consistently a mess. And boy, then once you get over that overpass at Veterans, man, it's wide open because you get that extra lane on the left.
Yep.
Yep. All right, Ron, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Gregory, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Always a pleasure. It's funny, you know, that party was just talking about, when you're coming from the spillway in between Loyola and to the Veterans exit, that is terrible. I'm going to do something about that. It should be widened. I don't know what they're doing there.
I mean, almost every day, all day, there's a buildup.
I feel like I'm back on the San Diego freeway in San Diego, you know what I'm saying? No, really.
Yeah, it's bad.
But the one of the worst places is when you're coming off the Twin Spans, because I used to live in Covington, and a lot of times I've had business in Slidell, and then I just get to New Orleans that way. Between the Twin Spans, you get to the I-Ride. They're like racing cars. I mean, and these are fancy cars.
Yeah.
And they're kids. Oh, that's so dangerous, man. I mean, several times I almost got smacked.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just vroom, vroom, vroom. They think they're the Fast and the Furious.
And the spillway is like a dragway. I'm not the spillway, the Twin Spans, like a drag. Well, the spillway's kind of like a dragway, too. Yeah,
I wanted to mention another thing. I mean, listen, I shave every day, you know? I don't shave twice a day, but sometimes I shower twice a day, depending on what I've been doing that day. But, boy, I nick myself, and those are the most aggravating cuts in the world.
They are. And your face bleeds, you know? You get around your lip, it's like right above my lip.
I used to put the little dab of toilet paper on there until it dried up, and even if you pull that up, it'd start bleeding again.
Exactly. Then you pull the toilet paper off, and the blood's gushing out again.
It's a sign of the times. Anyway, I was going to say another thing. When I was in the Navy, I would constantly cut myself because I did a lot of wiring working on the aircraft in the avionics, you know, and we'd have to splice wires, put them on mechanic plugs, and Ian had mentioned that, but those techs have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what we had in our tool pouch?
What?
We had Neosporin, and we had several different kind of bandages on the flight deck so we could just, you know, repair ourselves right away and, you know, just keep the job going. But it was kind of amazing how my, when I was a young man in my 20s and 30s, the bleeding would stop almost automatically. But now, since I'm 63, it just flows. I don't know what's going on there.
You'll be all right.
Anyway.
All right, Gregory.
I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
May I?
Sure.
Okay. I'm looking forward to Gretna Fest. I want to go see Jimmy, and I want to go hang out and see Collective Soul. I think it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, and everybody needs to go by and see Jimmy from Gretna. He's going to be at the Croatian oyster stand, and they've got great grilled oysters and I think raw oysters, too. So, yeah, they do a lot of oysters.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I just hope the weather holds out, you know?
Yeah, Sunday, you know, might be a few showers. But, hey, I've gone out there and gotten a little wet. But, you know, it works out okay. Works out okay. Gregory, I appreciate the call. So, I'm concerned about freedom of speech. I'm also concerned about presidential comedy. And I want to take you back to the 60s when John F. Kennedy was president of the United States. There was an album that came out titled The First Family. And it was a guy who imitates John F. Kennedy, and he made fun of the First Family. So I want to play a little bit of this. For you just to remind you. And even though the comedy might not be as mean-spirited as it is today, it was still very derogatory. Back then, in the context of those times, it was derogatory. I mean, to make fun of the president of the United States, and I guess the point I'm making is this is nothing new because this goes back to the 1960s. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1959 the Twilight Zone premiered on CBS. I still watch this in reruns. I forget which channel it's on. I think it's maybe MeTV.
TV Land or something?
I think it's MeTV. Oh. And it's on, the Twilight Zone is on, I don't know, let me think about this. Is it 10:30 or 10? I mean, I watch it all the time, but yeah, it's on in reruns. And I still love checking out the episodes. Some of the episodes are just too bizarre for me, but some of them are really cool. And Rod Serling was just one hell of a writer. I got to tell you about this song this teacher sang to a six-year-old who was celebrating her birthday. I mean, this teacher is just so oblivious, so dumb, that it's really unbelievable that she became a teacher. But I'm going to share that with you coming up in a few minutes. So we're talking about presidential comedy. And presidential comedy goes back a long way. I mean, there were a ton of jokes about Ronald Reagan. I mean, there was that joke about George Washington. I mean, back in the day, the media told the joke about George Washington. George Washington goes to his dad, and you've heard the joke. I mean, this goes way back to when George Washington was president. And somebody brought up the idea that this was a, kind of a scandal, but somebody brought up the idea that George Washington's dad came to him and he said, "George, son, did you chop down the cherry tree?" And he said, "Dad, if I don't lie, how will I ever get to be president?" So, you know, this comedy about presidents goes way back. Ronald Reagan, there were a ton of jokes about Ronald Reagan, about, you know, Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was clumsy. I mean, I think he was a guard on the offensive line of a college football team. He played college football, and I think he was a guard. But Gerald Ford was very clumsy, and they made a lot of jokes about Gerald Ford falling down. And they did skit after skit on Saturday Night Live about Gerald Ford falling down. That made him look really stupid. There were jokes about George W. Bush and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and our current president. And there were jokes about Joe Biden. So all of the late night people have always done jokes. Yeah, they're more done about the current president because he seems to give them more material. But there have always been jokes about presidents. So I want to play another part of this album that was done back in the 60s. And it was about President John F. Kennedy and the first family when they were in the White House. So here's another cut from this album. All based on the idea that, you know, those guys all sounded alike. They all had the same accent. And yeah, they did sound alike. Hey, I want to remind you that today is the final day for you to register. Final day. But you could still win. Final day to register to win tickets to the Saints game coming up against the Giants Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. Plus, you get two premium tickets. Plus, you get a pair of tickets to the VIP tailgate party in the Benson Tower, and that is from Bullseye Event Group. It's a great party. Celebrity chef Aaron May does the food. The food's amazing. All kinds of stuff to eat, and you can fill up, and premium liquor. It's free.
Get some of that premium liquor.
Oh, yeah, premium liquor.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll be able to say anything else like that for the rest of the day. All right, it's time to take a break.
Yeah, well, we got to get to that break.
All right, go ahead, finish
yeah,
it.
Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, register today. Go to the website, wwl.com/contest with an S, wwl.com/contest with an S, and register to win tickets to the Saints game. Look, I think they're going to win Sunday, so be there when the Saints beat the Giants. Get two tickets and also get two tickets to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. Go to wwl.com/contest. Today is your last day to win that. All right, we've got a lot of text to get to in the next hour. Also, more of your calls. And right after the news, I'm going to tell you what this teacher said to this six-year-old. Well, she sang a song to this six-year-old. Now, I remember hearing the song. You know the song, but I can't believe, I mean, when we were kids singing it to each other, it was funny. But for a teacher to sing this to a kid, especially under these circumstances, is horrific. But sometimes teachers just don't know what they're, I mean, look, I have a lot of respect for teachers, but sometimes teachers just don't pay attention to the surroundings. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Tomorrow's Free for All Friday. It's a nice Thursday afternoon, and we're going to get some rain over the weekend. It might actually get a little cooler. And we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1976, John Belushi joined Joe Cocker on Saturday Night Live. Joe Cocker was performing his hit, Feeling All Right. And John Belushi used to do this incredible impression, kind of a spaz kind of impression of Joe Cocker, who was very animated when he sang, and John Belushi joined him on stage, and after the show, Joe Cocker said he really liked the impression, thought it was kind of cool. All right, I'm Scoot. Much more still to come. We'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.